For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A Springfield hospital reached an unfortunate new record yesterday when the number of coronavirus patients in its care rose to 187. Cox Health CEO Steve Edwards urged residents via Twitter to get vaccinated to protect others. The Kansas City Star reports that on Saturday, Edwards wrote on social media that the hospital had 180 infected inpatients, which at the time was a new record. The number was as low as 28 patients about 8 weeks ago. In Greene County, where Springfield is located, 42.5% of the population has initiated vaccination and 36.2% have completed the vaccination process. Statewide, 48.1% of the population has initiated the vaccine and 41.3% have completed it. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says Missouri recorded more drowning deaths in the first 6 months of this year than at any time since the patrol began recording drownings in 2008. The patrol says 47 people have drowned since the beginning of the year. Those numbers do not include drownings officially listed as boating accidents. The average number of drowning deaths in the first half of the year since 2008 is 39. Patrol spokesperson Kyle Green says it's unclear why drownings have increased this year. Civil rights advocates, religious leaders, and others say they're outraged by St. Louis County Health Director Faisal Khan's claims that he was assaulted and bombarded with racial slurs after defending a new mask mandate. But a county councilman on Friday questioned whether Khan is telling the truth. Khan wrote to a member of the county council on Wednesday and said that after a meeting Tuesday, he was surrounded by an angry mob, shoulder bumped, threatened, and called a racial slur, and that his accent was mocked. Republican Councilman Tim Fitch told the Associated Press on Friday that video shows no evidence that Khan was assaulted. Investigations are underway. Across Missouri, thousands of families face potential eviction with the expiration of the federal moratorium imposed by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The freeze that ended as of yesterday was meant to provide relief to tenants unable to keep up with their rent during the coronavirus pandemic. The eviction lab at Princeton University, which tracks evictions nationwide, shows that more than 13,000 eviction filings have been issued against the St. Louis and Kansas City area since March 15th of 2020. That includes nearly 8,300 filings in St. Louis City and County combined, and more than 5,100 in Kansas City and the rest of Jackson County. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.